Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, I started with champagne in the morning. I had Dom Perignon, and then I had mimosas, and that led me to my lunch over at Gordon Pierce, where I will sample some of their food.
And James Strebel.
What are your plans tonight? Oh, it's been a terrible disaster. Our babysitter is canceled in Santa Claus, Indiana. We had a driver and everything all set up, but it's a horrible tragedy. She got contact traced, and we don't have, you know, as you know, in Santa Claus, we do not have that many babysitters from which to choose. So we had to tell the young man we like to call the process, better known as Michael Betson, to his kinfolk, that we, his services shall not be required this evening to drive our drunk asses around and get us home safe.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so let's go. Mixtape coming up here in just a second. It's The Take on a Friday. ESPN 680, 105.7 inside Churchill Downs coming your way after that. Quickly, a big thank you to Bear Nose by the Bridge. They got you covered tonight, this weekend. A little Monday Night Football coming up as well. They're delivering alcohol still. You know that. Yeah. Carry-out delivery, they're open. Let's go. Support local Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. Also, just 1 week until Bourbon and Bear Nose. It's their live bourbon auction Wednesday, September 15th at Bear Nose by the Bridge. They're only going to sell 50 tickets. That's it. Only 50 tickets are being sold for the 50 bourbon auction, and there's seven left. A $30 ticket gets you a Bear Nose pizza, appetizers, two drink tickets, and the opportunity to win some great bourbons. All the proceeds will be used to purchase Christmas gifts for the St. Jude Hospital pediatric cancer patients living at Target House at St. Jude's Hospital. 930-9601 for a ticket. 502-930-9601 is the number there. Bear Nose Pizza, so we appreciate them. George and company there at Bear Nose by the Bridge. Is there anything else? Oh, the what you heard there, Process was going to drive Blankenbaker back and forth.
Oh, yes.
Was going to drive him home tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight, yeah. That was something that was going to happen.
What happened?
But, well, if you listen to the rejoin there, Blankenbaker's
Babysitter
yeah. got contact traced.
Oh,
so I don't know if there's
happening.
A date going on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So poor Process.
Oh, Process.
That's what he was going to do tonight.
Yeah, he's going to have a little. He's done it before. This will be
damn right. He has
his first time driving. Speaking of Blankenbaker, just
okay,
real quick,
quickly,
before,
yeah,
before the mixtape. No text back for
no. He's done. He's done.
And on his Twitter page, it's just pictures of the alley. Nothing about Xavier.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
He's this meek little mouse disappeared. Silent
Sheriff. You got it out of your system.
I got it out.
It's the mixtape. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. We were out there on a Tuesday. Appreciate them for that. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. They're all about that lovemaking when it comes to men. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. All right, Jack, say what you need to say. Fire up the open and let's go. Let's get this baby going.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
I love it.
He's so tender. Let's go. What's the
first sound? I do this every year. I never know if this is legitimate or if I'm just getting caught up in it, but I've talked myself into a close Louisville win.
Oh.
Can we do it?
God.
Today is a big day in the hood.
Sidney Curry put one down, you know, off a pass. I mean, little things like that that people
vertical.
Pay attention to. Yeah,
vertical.
He is, God, we've never had a big man like him. I'm not saying he'll be the best big man we've ever had, but have we ever had? Samardo is probably the closest thing.
He's what I wanted Ellis to be.
Yeah, Ellis. Ellis. Yeah, Ellis probably. But he's bigger. He's just, his look, I don't know if he's actually bigger, but just that.
He has his frame.
He's huge, man.
His frame.
God, he's huge. That's a big man.
He is a big dude.
He is
Indiana
big.
Football is back to being Indiana football. Irrelevant, boring, and unimportant.
In terms of Indiana, looks like shit.
We saw enough, like I said, for me to get excited, but not enough to where I'm like, oh, you can't say
no. Oh!
Now here's Dan and Mike. Last one to
show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Garth, that's your boy.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
That song, without fail, always gets you to sing, and I think it's hilarious every time.
Process mixed in the middle of those two.
Because I've got singing friends in low places.
Hey!
Hey!
Now, here's your hosts, James Strebel. Now, here's James Strebel.
I didn't see balls. I didn't see balls.
Seems like the locker room's moved on. I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with coaches and players out of media days, and you know, I've talked to a lot of these guys after practice. You know, with the availabilities that they give us, and
that makes you happy. How that see that right there? That's Jack doing a great job.
Yeah,
because to the normal person, that you may not find that funny, but Pat talking about his conversations that he has on Zoom,
his access
with his access that he has is amazing.
It's really great.
It's amazing sound. Keep it coming.
You know, I'm feeling really positive about tonight's matchup, man.
Whoa, no. Man!
These are the games Louisville wins, man.
Man, we don't want anybody to get the virus, but we sort of wish Matt Corral had been hard-headed and very anti-vaccine and had no symptoms, but had been contact traced out of this game. That's where, come on, you're all thinking that. I know that was the first thing for about a split second. I thought, oh, that means some players. Oh, damn, they're 100% vaccinated.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I'm like, what, the players are going to miss?
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Do you think they win?
little something inside me says Satterfield. Satterfield makes it happen. I think he has some riding on this, man.
Yeah.
I think he got a lot riding on it.
Yeah. I mean, it would be.
Yeah, like I'm taking it off the. I'm taking it out of the hands of everybody else.
It would be a game changer, man.
Satterfield, this is an opportunity for you.
Yeah.
He is definitely not a superstar coach.
And not enough time for Finley to catch up. A good call there by Scott Satterfield.
Scott.
If Vince had any sense about him last night, he'd have made his way to the booth for Ole Miss and offered a job to either their offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator at some point, because that was hot garbage, and I consider him to be a sad-ass hire.
We were going to go to the game, Eastern Kentucky.
Jack, pause this.
We were going to go. We were all going to buy the tickets. I'm not
No, that guy. Just keep it going. Just keep going.
That
I'm sorry.
Dirk,
yeah,
and I,
can you imagine the take that Vince Tyree needs to take his bleep up the escalator to talk to DJ Durkin?
Out of everybody.
What a terrible take. Keep him coming.
We were going to go to the game, Eastern Kentucky. We were going to go. We were all going to buy the tickets. I'm not spending another dime until either there's a change or there's something to reinvigorate this program.
Cunningham can't cut it. Get him out, put somebody else in. I don't care if his backup sucks. I'd rather see him trying to do something. Cunningham can't cut it.
I can't imagine a way that tonight could have been any more disappointing than the way that they lost. I was prepared for a loss tonight. Obviously, Ole Miss, very good. Louisville's going to have its hands full in this game. But I think for Louisville to be pushed around the way that it was, for Louisville to be physically, I think, manhandled and pushed around the way that it was tonight is maybe the one thing I did not see coming. To make Ole Miss's defense look as good as it did tonight is extremely disappointing.
Hey, man, I was at the game, actually, and I thought it was terrible. I mean, our defensive coordinator coach couldn't get any of the play calls in.
I said earlier to those guys, Pat Jaggers and Tyler, I was hoping that it would be a 2004 Liberty Bowl shootout. And, Mark, I mean, we're so far from that. Satterfield is so far gone, and it's so frustrating. I mean,
I've even emailed Vince Tyree and I said, Brian Brohm, Jeff didn't want it. Brian Brohm could be our next coach. Our fans will not put up with this.
That was one of the most pivotal games I've ever been to in my life. It was terrible. I called in last year talking about Lee Cunningham. Well, he got any better. I think it's just Cunningham. I think the offense is terribly poor running around with Cunningham, and three syllables Cunningham. I think he's awful. And I think if we had a more up-tempo style with a different quarterback, we'd be all right. But not, that's it. That's all I got. Bye.
The wide receiver position was not a factor at all in the first half. And Scott, I don't think that Louisville's going to be able to do the stuff that you did at App State. Teams are ready for that. This is a nightmare. This is a complete nightmare for a defensive line that still doesn't disrupt anything.
If Vince had any sense about him last night, he'd have made his way to the booth for Ole Miss and offered a job to either their offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator.
There's two things that I get fired up about now. Uh-oh. One is Louisville baseball, and the other was Justin Thomas. That's about it. That's all I got, guys.
What a sad thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, because, one in four is on the table here.
It is.
One in four, you want to get through September, and I don't even look beyond that, where you got Wake, Virginia, Boston College, NC State, all losable games now.
Sure.
No. Like, you could potentially be 1-7 through October if you don't get some of this stuff fixed.
Ooh. No way!
Hang on!
No way!
Peter fainted at the end! My goodness. Text says Malik has regressed as a quarterback. He hasn't gotten better. Whose fault is that? I don't know. Coaching, Malik himself, combination of the two. I still have no confidence in Malik. Yeah, probably some deals on MalikKun.com right now. You get them half-price crop top shirts.
That's the best line of the week to me.
It was a disaster. Does this look like a dramatically better offensive line that moved people that could protect Malik Cunningham? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Wait, see, the thing is, though, that's Ennis giving a legit take, though.
Yeah, he's, like, serious about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's being serious there.
Yeah,
it's
but we were
sad.
Sold. The old line
it's
was great.
Sad. It is sad. It is sad.
Like, I'll just say this. I'm done watching Cole Bentley turn around on offensive line. Like, you know, as a center, I don't want to see your butt go towards the line of scrimmage. You keep your guy in front of you, and you stay right there. Stop spinning around like you're a freaking turnstile. Or go back to Austin College, who played for the first time ever against Wake Forest. I'm just done with it. I'm done with it. Wow. Stop spinning your back around. You're the freaking center. Hold your ground.
Well, I hope we're not going back to the Steve Kragthorpe era. I was very, very, very disappointed tonight. I'm concerned about these targeting calls.
Texter says, I'm just glad you haven't stopped the show yet for a targeting review. Texter says, it's time to bring back Bobby. Oh, no. No.
You're talking about Bobby 3.0?
Yeah, no.
Hey, if we did bring back Bobby, you think we get a discount for what we've already paid?
No, we're not doing that, and we're not looking for the discount.
I'm having 2018 flashbacks. I don't expect this team to go 2-10. I don't think that they went into their shells tonight like the team in 2018 did. But there are parallels that make me worried.
I fell asleep to Mark Ennis.
No, did you? That's what my original plan was.
Mark Ennis was in the bed with me and my wife.
Oh!
I'm done. I'm out this year. I honestly may not even walk into the stadium. I will tailgate with my friends. I may not even walk into the stadium this year. Wow. I'm out.
Is that Birdhead?
Birdhead Ryan.
Is that Birdhead Ryan? It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680-1057 presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, if you're dealing with ED or PD, have them help you today. Visit HightowerMens.com. Great people. We were over there on Tuesday. Yep. Hope to be back next month.
Very
HightowerMens.com.
Nice.
Fire away.
And it's gotten to the point now, I told my wife this morning, I think I'm going to just stop spending my hard-earned money on this product that it's going to be the same every year. Coach McNeil, if you think that's an offensive line, I got news for you. Burnt Creek High School's got a better line than that.
Whoa! Burnt Creek!
This is just so bad. I mean, we shouldn't be getting worse every year under a coach. You should always be getting better.
If our coaches are going to keep coaching under
Albert Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. We need to clean house.
We know the combination of Coach, Malik, and this offense is not going to work. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What the hell are you so excited about?
Did you calm down? Steve Rummage in the building. Nick Valvano in the booth.
Would you turn that crap off?
God dang it, Nick. Read the room.
They want the boot.
What could you... You got your sounder in?
Sprinkle that in.
Does that feel better? What could you possibly be so energetic about? Dude, just look. Welcome to Middays with Marcus Maven. Let's talk.
That Nick part was the best.
Texter says, just waking up. Has Satterfield been fired yet? No. Texter says, give me a break. Eddie Grand put 48 on that Ole Miss defense less than a year ago. They aren't good. Scott's offense is bland. Yeah. It was bland. Texter says, Strieber will be unbearable today. Yes, he will.
This is what you get when you load up with FCS transfers in JUCO.
Bend the knee.
This is what
Louisville
you see.
Fans, bend the knee
this
to Strieber right now.
I've been telling y'all.
Bend the knee.
Bend the knee to me. Bend. I've been telling you all offseason long. You were celebrating getting these straight bums. And I was like, y'all are excited about getting FCS dudes? You're excited about getting guys from Alcorn State and Georgia Southern and wherever JUCO Podunk U or wherever the hell they went where Satterfield has to grow. To get recruits. Bend the knee to me. Bend.
Bend. Bend. That
bend the knee to me. Bend.
That was live at the Hightower Men's Clinic. He said that. Keep him coming.
And last point there. Did he say, are we going to be excited about 9 wins? Heck fucking freaking yes.
Luke, happy birthday, wow. Sam Williams. Happy birthday, Angel McCautry.
Hey. Happy birthday, Angel.
What was she voted? One of the top 10 all-time WNBA players in history?
Should be. Should be, man.
Congratulations, Angel. We are so proud of you.
What I saw on the field last night,
Nick there, you notice that.
There should be no optimism, to be honest with you. And the reason there should be no optimism is because what you watched last night as a Louisville fan, you know deep down in your heart, I don't care. I heard, and I kind of heard Drew and them talking about it this morning. Well, the season's still got to play out. I don't care. If they win 7-8 games.
8 games?
I know what the product is. I know what the product is going forward. He's not putting anything that is remotely close to a New Year's Six program on the field anytime soon. Last night had a different feel, man. And last night, I think, made people get angry big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, and listen, and I'm just going to be honest, that's something that's hard for a coach to bounce back from. Mm-hmm.
You ate it up with a spoon, and you asked for more. And that's why they want to hear y'all's crying last night. Because no. None of y'all asked any tough questions. You said, yes, Seth. Yes, Vic Nell. Oh, Vic Nell said this is the best offensive line he's ever coached. Yes, Vic Nell, you're right. Is there any evidence of this? No, not at all, but we believe you. So I don't want to hear any belly aching.
You're right. You are right.
Take your medicine. Take your medicine. Don't cry. Don't complain. This is the coach that you propped up, and you told everybody was great. Yeah. And I've been telling you, he sucks. And guess what? He sucks.
Texter says App State was Scott Satterfield's ceiling, point blank. This guy's the wrong guy. We've hired the wrong guy. And that's the conversation. Fire him on the tarmac. I got one of those texts.
Jack, hang on. When Strieber was giving these rants, he was sitting right next to a picture of an erect penis. It needs to be in, at the Hightower Men's Clinic. Yeah. There was a before. There was an after. I put it up at the Only Sweeney.
Yeah.
That's how I'll promote myself. Thank you for that. So that needs to be said. That while he's giving that take, I am looking at that.
Yeah.
That's over his right shoulder.
Yeah.
That's how he was giving these just thrusting takes, if you will.
He's not happy, Jack. He's unhappy.
Yeah.
He's sitting next to a picture of a penis, and he's not happy. That's where you are.
I keep looking over there.
Of course you do.
Sticking right out.
at the end of the show. What are you looking at up there?
I mean, there's stuff everywhere, and I don't know. It's just not unnerving, but it just throws you for a loop. Like, you're giving a take on Satterfield,
and you're looking at the glands of the prostate.
And you look up, and you look at, and there's the prostate.
What's wrong
right
with
there.
That?
Nothing's wrong with the prostate.
Well, now you
the
know. You need to be educated.
I guess it needs to be checked, but I don't. What's the age? 50s?
Like, well, don't ask me.
Ask
them.
I don't know. I just look up, and you see. It's just every once in a while I just glance over and I'm like, oh, and then I go back to talking about the bad offensive line.
Please come home.
Oh no.
Please come home, Jeff.
That's just emotion talking to you.
No, it's not. It's not emotion.
Don't do shows when you're emotional.
It's not emotional. It's what we need.
Don't do shows when you're emotional, Steve.
It's what we need.
Please come. Oscar, please go get Jeff. Brian, I know y'all got family that live here. Greg, please save us. We're sinking fast.
Steve, don't talk like that.
Everybody's going to be beating their drum for Jeff Braun, too, which is just another Petrino reject who's not any good either.
Who would you
hire? Can we go back?
Who would you hire? Who do you want?
I'll tell you exactly who I want. I want the same thing that the other caller just said.
Venables.
I want to go back. Give me a coordinator from the SEC. I don't know any names. I didn't know Charlie Strong all that well before we got him. But I know that
That's
when
obvious.
We got him, they were actually respected. We suck. And until we do something like that, I don't like.
Oh, man. Keep him coming.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I don't dislike Jeff Fromm. And I love...
I was worried about the computer.
I can't even say his name now. I'm so excited. I like the Bronx.
Grant.
Yes. I like the Bronx, okay? I have nothing against him. But he's not doing anything good at Purdue. He's Purdue is basically Louisville in the Big Ten. He sucks. Purdue sucks. Louisville sucks. Can we go out and actually find a coordinator? I don't understand why everybody's so excited about this Jeff Braun thing. He's not doing anything at Purdue. What makes you think he's going to do anything at Louisville? Just because he played here? And then we got to go with three or four years of him and all the excuses and this, that, and the other. Hell, it's going to be 12 years before we get a good team in here.
Moving out of state.
Let's see what we got. Get rid of it.
Really
start over.
Tennessee.
These are the last word, Tennessee.
Keep them coming, Jack. Let's go.
If it's the emotion still running heavy, I can't tell. If it's solution time, Steve Rummage in the building. Jack in the blue.
Oh, I have a solution. He's in West Lafayette. We'll get back to that.
Man. He's all in on this.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Texter says, App State was Scott Satterfield's ceiling, point blank.
Hey, I've been telling you guys, Strable, you're a hater. He's got an eye for talent. Oh, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have an eye for talent. I mean,
wow.
This lies all summer long. Offensive line, better. Bat, fail. Defensive line, better. Bat, fail. This is a top 40 defense. Bat, fail.
Texter says, I'm looking forward to booing the bum Sat at the EKU game. Man.
God, that was bad. I mean, it was atrocious.
Yes.
Absolutely atrocious. Worse than I thought it would be.
Louisville fans saw something last night that they in their deep hearts, they knew what we were telling them was true, but they didn't want to believe it because it's difficult to accept that you stink. I get it. It's hard. It's difficult.
I'm wondering if Cal didn't see that about his own program. While they were recruiting well, and it wasn't like they were struggling, not getting players anymore, the bloom was off the rose a little bit about, because everybody was getting one and dones now, and everybody was doing things that he was doing kind of ahead of the curve. Did he kind of feel like he had to reduce the program a little bit, do you think?
Oh, my goodness.
The bloom was off the rose a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Orlando calls Chin up. He's like, what you got for me? Oh, we got Shaden Sharp for you, Cal. Okay, come on. Come on back. Let's go. And you get all these superstars, and it's just great. He's going to use that transfer portal. Oh, he's got all these weapons at his expense. He's flipping double birds to the G League. They said, Shaden Sharp, here's $1 million. Cal goes, double birds. He's coming with me, baby. Yes. telling Tamir. Said they got Shaedon Sharpe. You know what he did? I got it back away. Oh. Yes! He screamed. Then he said, Dad, I did have confidence that Kentucky could win another national championship until now. Wow. It's Shaedon Sharpe, and that's wow. the message right there. We're back. They're going to get a Dembona. They're going to get your boy Chris Livingston.
Oh, boy.
Taking him from Penny, by the way. Penny was the leader of the clubhouse.
How dare you?
Two Memphis insiders wow. just flipped to Kentucky wow. on the old crystal ball.
I had no idea. We had a flip in the crystal ball?
Had a flip. Two Memphis insiders flipped that crystal ball for Chris Livingston. Then you're going to get Derek Lively. They're going to go watch him this weekend, by the way. Your boy is going to be there. Little Jay Lucas, little Chin, going to be watching Derek Lively, number two in the country
right now.
So Cal's back. Oh, he's feeling
Jackie
good.
Boy. This wow. was the exact BJ Boston conversation.
No.
He's going to be a star, dude. Like, it's the exact conversation.
Shea Gildas-Alexander from Canada. Jamal Murray from Canada.
Right.
Shaedon Sharpe from Canada. Oh, there you go. Oh. Great White North bringing them down.
You love Louisville Radio. I love
do. It. I've fallen in love.
I know you have.
I listen to all these podcasts now. I listen to it live. It's like
you
it's
don't consume
like
any UK stuff.
No, you don't.
You don't consume any.
I listen to KSR on the way over so I can listen to Cal. But every once in a while, I'll bump on that KSR podcast.
You got
a
fan.
But yeah, but everyone. They don't look. I mean, Andy, does this? You're gonna get.
But if we don't take a look at him and he goes somewhere else, then you're not going to be able to get him the next time around. Deion Sanders is the next big-time coach. I'm telling you right now, he's got the resources. He's got Barstool Sports. He's got it all. And I think we should start considering – I mean, I don't think he's qualified, but – you need a – and I think Charlie Strong, you know, what he did was great. You're going to need a special personality, high-level recruiter, and everybody that you're mentioning I don't think is. I don't even think Jay Gruden is or Dave Ragone.
Jay Gruden, that kills me every time.
Yeah.
It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, all natural, non-invasive. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. You don't have to live with ED or PD. Get the sex life of James Strebel and do so right now at the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com, 690-2800. A few more here. We got some time. Let's fire away.
I should feel bad as a fan, but I watched more of the Jackson State game than I did our game.
Oh. But they're all deceased.
Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus, man? I just wanted to say something real quick. I heard a caller say earlier about maybe even bringing in Deion Sanders as consideration for head coach. My thing is this, especially when it comes to someone like a Deion Sanders, someone with a high profile.
Dana, I just had a thought. A meeting with Deion Sanders and Neely Bendapudi.
Neely, this is prime time. Now, I can't go by these rules you got for me, Neely. Prime time don't play by the rules. I mean, do you want to win? Because I want to win. This is prime, baby.
We're going down on AM Battleship, man.
This is prime time. I want to make Louisville the new prime time university.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. You're not pushing me away. I'm Deion Sanders, Charlie Strong, D.C.
Gilly the kid.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. A win's a win, absolutely, but I want to win like Alabama does. I want to win before the game even starts. Those boys, Nick Saban and his team players, show up to that game. I mean, who'd they play? They played Michigan, right?
What?
14th-ranked team in the nation.
Who, Alabama?
Miami.
They play Miami.
They play Miami, sorry. All right, but still, the 14th, and they literally, when they say roll tide, they rolled. They rolled. And I want that
to insanity
for U of L so badly.
That's amazing. Really,
we're going awesome. Insane, Marcus. As a fan base, we're going insane. Like, I think we've just reached the breaking point. Where it's like we've got, I've got.
Robert is dead.
He's done, man.
We're in the sanitarium.
We're losing it, man. Like, we're losing it as a group.
Mm.
Like,
you know what this feels like, Steve?
As a collective group, we're going nuts.
I just think they're horrible. To me, it feels like they're kind of back in a crack door era.
To compare, first of all, I heard you this morning trying to compare Mac and Sad. Well, there's no comparison on that. That's not, there's a total of two different monsters there. Mac's got it. Mac just got to have the time and get all this bull behind him. He's got it. Sad, I feel like, if, you know, everybody's talking about going back to the crack door era, and it sort of feels that way.
It's like Louisville fans are just like, on the football side of things, I think we're pretty happy with what's happening on the basketball side of things right now.
Indeed.
But the football side of things, it's just like,
I'm going to keep on listening until I hear an answer.
I don't know how to fix it.
I'm not so sure. Nobody is checking Vince Tyree on any of this. He's the man that does the hiring. He should be held accountable for some of this stuff himself. And is he fit for the job?
Oh, man.
Diener was done.
All right, so I think we will throw the Issel haymakers into next week because we are out of time.
All right.
And I can tell you right now, the Issel haymakers and the Bob robot sounding, the weird Bob sounds, that's what we're starting next week with.
All right.
We can go ahead and go to the last one if you guys want.
Wait. So what are you playing last, I guess? So you can play a couple of Issels. Are they there? Are they ready to go?
They're ready, the guys are here. They're ready to go.
I didn't know if they were there. Double dog.
All right. Darren, tell me to keep going. So let's go through a couple more.
Give me a couple Issels. Give me a few more.
Yeah, a little Issel.
So John's on, and I guess he's an investigative reporter.
Yeah.
And they're talking about maybe hiring Blankenbaker as a third investigative reporter. And Blankenbaker has the gall to say, if I was a investigative reporter, I'd just camp out at Wildcat Lodge. Does he not know that the University of Louisville has FBI people walking around the campus, that they're going to go on probation at some point, maybe this century, and you know, for past crimes that they've committed, but that all pales into his suspicion that something illegal is going on. All I can say is U of L is under the gun as far as recruiting violations, and I don't think Kentucky is. So that's my take on Blanket.
Well, he said he was.
Can I?
Wildcat.
I need to get
Wildcat,
something.
I need to get Lodge something off been my torn chest. Down.
Oh, please.
I need to get
oh,
something
please
off
do.
My chest.
Why is Rick Pitino still held? Do these people not realize? Now, you could say, oh, Rick didn't know anything about it. I find that hard to believe. But even if he didn't know anything about it, it was under his guidance and his program that all of these things happened. We still got Rick Pitino's picture in this studio, not only in the lobby, we got a picture hanging in the conference room. Rick Pitino is the reason Louisville is under this. It's the reason that they can't recruit here. It's the reason that there's no championship banner in Yum Center. Why do we still have a picture of Rick Pitino in the studio?
Well, I'll tell you what. When and if U of L gets their punishment for whatever.
That's a big when, but yeah.
Okay, right. And if.
I'm sorry. It's a big if.
Yeah. Everybody will probably around here blame Dino for all of that.
Well, they sure don't blame Pitino. I know that. I'm not trashing the man. The facts are that they're in this situation because of the man. Now you can try to soft soap that, but that's not the case.
Look at him go! Dan Issel giving me content today at 3:00. Wait till Strebel hears this.
Strebel will love it.
Yeah, man. Mike, I did.
Jack, we at the end. You got one more, and then you ready to go? We good to go?
Yep.
All right. Good job. Just a fire mixtape today.
Mixtape,
so we'll have that up on the podcast center. We're way late. Inside Churchill Downs next.
I think it's time we go ahead, give Scott a box of cheese and some toilet paper, put him on a raft, or put him off the boat, and let's get to rebuilding.